Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Feeling good, folks?
Always.
Yes.
Very
good.
Sorry,
Friday,
Maddie.
Hold on a second. Jade, can you fix your microphone before we turn
them on?
There we go.
Someone sat my spot and moved my mic around.
No, they didn't.
They did. It was all over the shop.
Oh, well, let's get past this. How was your night? What happened?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I was just... Today I've got to move a garden bed.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
My excitement.
My big question for you, how is the Portaloo going at home?
Oh, yeah, it's all right. Like, it's very cold last night going out for a pee, and I've got, like, thongs. They were freezing. I was like, oh, this will wear thin so quick.
You drinking less?
Yeah. No water until I get to work each day.
Gym showers? Have you made any gym friends?
No,
not yet?
Not my thing.
God, we've really lapsed on our gym sessions, haven't we, Jade? It's been a while.
When are you guys going back together? Don't you, like, link arms and go in?
Well, I've got my PTs now, but she turns out...
me out like a wet rag.
Well, I did try to get you there a few times, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'll pay for a gym buddy.
Is that what a PT, I guess it is, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
I can't believe I signed up for 12 months.
I can. That's how they get you, when you're really inspired.
No, I thought, 12 months of going to the gym with Jade, nah.
No, well, you're welcome to. You know I go after work.
Okay. Well, maybe
why don't you go
week.
Today?
Not today.
Why do today's work when you can put it off to another day?
Exactly right. You know me all too well. Hey, it is Feel Good Friday here. We're going to kick off with a great track right now, but up next, Crevo, we're doing Love It or Loathe It.
Oh, excellent. Looking forward to that. We'll get your thoughts on the daily topics.
We're talking Twitter wars.
Oh, brilliant.
Such a good one. Okay, right now... Get ready. Calvin Harris, Summer.
Oh, cool.
Let's dream for a second. At 105.3 New FM, is 8 past 6. It's Feel Good Friday, live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Currently 8 degrees in Maitland, tops of 17 degrees there.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Time for me to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, social media / Twitter wars.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe them.
Yeah, I'm not really into them, to be perfectly honest.
Do you know why? I get so worked up and so into it that I just have banned myself from, even commenting anymore. Like, if I see something that infuriates me or ignites me...
Yeah.
You move away.
I move away. It takes a lot for me to start a Twitter war. Like, it really has to offend my person.
Yeah, Does it come down to commenting as well? Because I enjoy reading the comments.
But you don't want to get involved.
I don't like to get involved. But occasionally, I'll like a comment
that you believe
that I believe is, yeah, that's how I would have written it. I'll like that one. Just so
especially
I don't get involved.
Especially when it comes to royal family, you're into that.
Yeah.
Hey, reason I bring this up is ASIO, which is Australia's spy agency, has finally joined Twitter. Now, they're only about 12 years too late, but hey, at least they're getting on board eventually. However, they've already gotten into a feud with GCHQ, which is sort of like the ASIO of the UK.
Yeah.
They've got their own Twitter account, and they've started going at each other, right? And the way they're doing it is through, like, code. So they're using numbered code, of course, being like a spy agency.
Yeah.
And they've kicked things off with a Vegemite versus Marmite battle, but all written out in numbered code.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love that.
Then, of course, because ASIO was saying Vegemite's way better, the UK version, they're basically saying that Penguins, which is this type of biscuit, is better than our Tim Tams.
Oh,
so they're really kicking it off.
Interesting person who can decipher that code, like the average Joe.
Yeah, well, what you got to remember is with these types of agencies and stuff, there's all kinds of people who are like right into it.
Yeah.
You know, they're right into the conspiracy side of things and all that. So, of course, they want to work out what these spy agencies are saying.
Do you know who I think could read code?
Who?
Hamish.
Yeah,
guaranteed. I reckon for sure.
You in there, Hamish?
I am.
Can you read the code?
Have you been looking at the ASIO Twitter feed?
I actually joined on ASIO's Twitter feed when they joined. But
of course they did.
I've seen that. That's hilarious. They've also been in a bit of a, you know, tongue-in-cheek feud with some of the other spy agencies as well, too. So, no, it's good fun.
I love that our law enforcement agencies are so great on socials. Like New South Wales Police,
Queensland Police, threatening to gift a powder, Nickelback CD to people that they caught going through floodwaters. Oh. I thought was a better one.
You know what? We say great, and it is in terms of like keeping us entertained. But shouldn't they be a little bit more busy?
But what you got to remember is they've got like a social media person
team doing it.
Yeah, that's their job, is like to try. It's like a public engagement thing, I would say, isn't it?
Still a spy agency going, what should we have a go at them? Say, oh, the Marmite, Vegemite. That'll be a good one.
You know what? It's almost like a new type of nerd, a spy nerd.
I reckon it's a thing.
I think it is. I love it. Great story.
Amazing. Lads and lasses, after this. So basically, if you want to take on the versus, sorry, Maddie, just say lads versus lasses.
Thank you.
Sorry. So basically, the ladies and the guys, you're basically taking each other on in a battle of the sexes game. We asked you the females male-based questions, the males female-based questions, and then whoever wins gets a prize and... one for the sets.
Yeah, $80 Stacks voucher to give away today, guys. Mm. Good meal.
Yeah,
good,
out with someone else, you could probably squeeze a drink in there
for a nice little date to the Mex Club there.
Awesome, yeah.
Give us a call. We need one lady and one man. 131009, play next.
The Novos.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads. Versus lasses. Thank you.
We're about to play Lads versus Lasses. So basically, this is a battle of the sexes game where the guys and the girls go head to head. We ask female based questions for the males and male based questions for the females. God, it's really hard to explain sometimes.
Very simple.
It's really 6-20.
All right. So at the moment, it's a draw. We've got 2 points for the lasses and 2 for the lads.
Yes,
tie. Lads,
come on, lads.
No, come on, ladies.
Who have we got here today? Corey. Hey, mate.
How are you?
Doing good, man. Weekend, what's on for you?
Probably more work.
Work. It never ends, does it? Are you fairly attuned with females, Corey? You're in tune with your femininity?
There we go.
All right, let's do it.
Give it a crack.
All right, let's kick this off with question number one. Which fashion designer created the now infamous sequined pointy bra worn by Madonna?
I can confidently say crap. No.
That's okay.
John Paul Gaultier. That's a hard one. Jade,
you've got to have a hard one in there.
I reckon you got...
Corey.
I reckon you got... Yeah.
Need for that kind of smart.
I reckon you got this one, though, Corey. Which bra is the larger cup size? A, B, or D?
D.
A D is correct. So what do you like? What do you like on the scale, Corey? An A, B, or a D?
Anything's fine with me.
I love it.
Not fussy.
All right, last question. What cosmetic product works well for repairing a run in some pantyhose?
Which is stockings.
Stockings.
Is it nail polish?
You're right.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
I had no idea on that one.
2 out of 3 there, Corey. Hold the line. It's the lass's turn now.
Hey, we've got Susan. How you doing?
Good. How's yourself?
Really good. Now, you reckon you can win this for the ladies today?
I'll give it a good go.
Come on, Susan.
Okay. Question number one. Remember, everything to play for here. What colour is transmission fluid?
Transmission fluid is red.
Oh, wow. Yes!
That's correct. 1 point. Well, you're doing well already. Okay, how many volts are in a standard car battery?
Two.
No, unfortunately it's 12.
Volts is 12, sorry. So I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got it wrong.
You got it wrong. Can't
but you, your second answer was right, but we've got to take the first question.
All right.
Answer, sorry.
Next question. The wheels on a skateboard are referred to as what?
A bearing? Are they...
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness, we're going to our first ever tiebreaker.
Which, of course, is just a...
Coin toss.
All right, so you're going to take heads or tails here today, Susan?
I'll take tails.
Tails? All right.
This is so exciting.
You have a look, Jade. I'll get it on the ground, okay?
Flicking.
Oh. So got, stand up. There it is. Where is
it's heads.
So that means the lads win.
Yay!
It landed right between my legs. Look what you landed.
Corey, $80 stacks voucher, brother. You did it, Corey. Good job.
Sorry about that, Susan. Oh, you had no control of your own destiny there.
She would have won too. She just got trigger happy at question two.
Thought it was terminal.
Well, the correct answer, I think, is 12.6 volts. For
yeah,
that question,
correct.
Isn't it? So,
it is.
News time with Hamish up next. It's 6:29. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Hamish, interesting thing I've just noticed on the Today Show this morning, and that is the Russian opposition leader has fallen ill in a coma. He's been poisoned.
That's never happened in Russia before, surely. Good,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
how dodgy.
How wild that a Russian person in politics has fallen ill due to poisoning.
Do you know what's crazy? Is that back in, like, I don't know how many centuries ago, but the really, really, really old days when it was kings and queens and they used to poison each other because they wanted each other's thrones.
Yeah, it's such a medieval way
it's
of...
It's still happening.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's still... hasn't aged.
Russia just keeps that tradition alive. Yeah. It's, they're a bit nostalgic, the old Russians. A bit like the two doctors who mysteriously fell from windows over the COVID-19 leaks as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got an interesting way of doing things, the Russians.
Well, I mean, yeah.
People who speak out against Putin don't have, you
don't
know,
have
long life expectancy.
It's so shelf scary, life. Isn't
yeah.
it?
And they don't even care if you're living in Russia or not. Remember, like, there's about to be this series come out, I think it's on ABC or SBS or something, about the poisonings over in the UK.
Oh, Alexander Litvinenko, yeah.
That was with his daughter on the main street, wasn't it?
That was the North Korean one. That's,
right.
Yeah, yeah. But no. Alexander Litvinenko was a journalist who was poisoned with polonium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just insane.
Well, former spy, I should say. Sorry.
Yeah, former spy. Yeah,
well,
former
speaking
spy.
Of North Korea, though, Kim Jong-un ordered the killing of his brother, Kim Jong-nam, remember, in Malaysia, in the airport.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah. Handkerchief,
Speaking of Kim Jong-un... go from one thing to the next. I read last night that he actually handed over all his power to his sister because you know how it was rumoured that he was sick? I got the notification last night.
Really?
Yeah, from...
Is that like in case he becomes
Jade,
ill or something?
Jade.
Was it a fake?
Kim Jong-un did not give his sister all of his power. He's giving her some extra jobs.
Oh, that's how it was.
He's making her work harder.
You know at work when you get paid the same money and they just give you the extra responsibilities?
Yeah.
It's probably like
that. A title promotion?
Yeah.
The worst.
I don't want any extra responsibility.
No, thanks. Hey, up next, guys, of course, this week we've been talking about the nuptials game that we've been playing. Your chance to win an amazing prize. The Hunter Valley Gardens, of course, having their big wedding expo. It's an incredible spot out there. The Hunter Valley Gardens Wedding Fair is on 23rd of August. You can get more info, huntervalleygardens.com.au/events/wedding fair.
Very good. All the details on our Facebook page. We are going to give somebody an incredible prize next. Harrigan's, beautiful food out there.
Oh, yeah.
Night
I haven't
out
been.
There,
I've
delicious.
Been meaning to go.
You would love their beautiful stained windows, Jade.
Oh,
they do have great stained windows.
I love a stained window.
I do.
Sister Hazel right now, all for you, live across Newcastle, 6:39. Good morning. Oh, yeah, it's your Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM, and nothing makes me feel better than winning free prizes.
Oh, tell me about it. How good is it? Hey, this Sunday, the Hunter Valley Gardens Wedding Fair is happening. There's so many great things there. You know, you want to look at venues, you want to look at spots for photography. All of that sort of vibe is happening. So if that's something you're looking to plan at the moment, make sure you head out there. But right now, we are giving away an awesome prize. A night at Harrigan's, plus a meal and stuff for you and a friend.
That's nice, you're out there.
Exactly right.
The night before, if you want, really.
Well, you could do it the night before. You could do it the night of. It's up to you.
Well, the wedding fair kicks off at 10 a.m., so you can go to Harrigan's with your girlfriend, have a good night, get on the champers, and not feel too hungover the next day.
That's right. You sleep in and then do the fair. And exactly. Mate, what a great weekend.
Yeah.
How good, right?
All right. Who's won today?
Let's find out.
Hello, Katie. You've walked away from the win.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Aren't you married, though?
I am married, and one of my friends got engaged over COVID, and I cannot wait to surprise her with it.
So that's really nice.
So will you go with her, or you'll just give it to her?
I'm going to give it to her. Hopefully she can go.
You should go with her.
With her, Katie.
That's right.
Well, I'll give her the option, but it's just so nice to be able to surprise her with something so special because of all this COVID crazy, and I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
What a good deed. That's really kind.
Very nice. But
good on you,
Katie.
I still
reckon you should go with it. Guys less interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Think of the champagne. Katie.
Having fun at Harrigan's. Amazing.
Congratulations,
you're
Katie.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. And a big thank you to Harrigan's and
the Hunter Valley Gardens. They do an amazing event, don't they?
I'd love to get married.
At the Hunter Valley Gardens.
Near that waterfall.
Yeah, the waterfall's spectacular.
Pretty, right?
It's a 10-metre waterfall. Around that. There's heaps of good spots for photos there.
Thanks to them for hooking us up with that. Jackson, what's the goss coming up next? What's in the way, mate?
I've got details on Taylor Swift's generosity towards fans and also to remember Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yes, I love her.
I'm going to give you all the details on exactly why she's involved with 2020 Vision, which is Kanye's quest to be president of the United States.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I'm actually open mind. Let's find out.
I love how you've now jumped from Trump to Kanye. Yes, presidency.
No, I don't like Kanye West.
Oh, good. Just his supporters. 6:46.
Like his music.
Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Jackson, I am so excited to find out about Kirsten Dunst.
So everyone...
Dunst.
What a great
Dunst.
Last
Dunst.
Name.
Dunst.
So she's appeared in one of Kanye West's 2020 Vision promo photos for his campaign to be president of the United States. So everyone was like, okay, Kirsten Dunst has jumped on his bandwagon. What's going on? She's clarified on Twitter, what's the message here and why am I a part of it? She had no idea that her image was being used.
Oh, my God, she's doing a Donald Trump where he used to just, like, get people and say they endorse, basically, and then no.
Yeah, well, also other celebrities include Anna Wintour, who's the editor of Vogue, and apparently she's furious about it as well.
Yeah. Do you know what? They all go to these fashion shows generally together. You'll see, like, Anna Wintour and then, like, Kim Kardashian. Imagine the conversation now. Kim won't be able to go to any of these events.
Awkward.
Yeah, I think she'd be furious about it as well.
Interesting choice for Kanye Jackson to pick out of all the actresses in the world. Kirsten Dunst, he must have been a fan of...
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man or what was it, that cheerleading movie she was in?
Anyway, I don't know, let's move on.
But I was just wondering, do you think there's a conversation behind the scenes that she's had with him at some point somewhere where words have gotten misconstrued and he's gone ahead and just put her on the ballot?
That's really good, man.
Like something along those lines.
Yeah.
That sounds great. What? You're now endorsed the campaign fully?
No, I think she's just enjoying publicity. She hasn't been popular since Spider-Man.
No, bring it on. You might be right. There you go. That was the movie.
Bring it on.
I'm older than you guys.
Movie?
Yeah, the cheerleading one.
Wow.
You better bring it.
What a throwback. Moving on to one of Jade's favourites, Taylor Swift. Now, she's very generous towards her fans. So a woman in the UK put up a GoFundMe because she wasn't aware when she went to the UK for like a better education that she couldn't actually get student loans. She had to pay up front. So she needed all this money. Taylor Swift's seen it. She reached out and has actually donated $60,000 to get this girl an education. It comes a week after she's paid for all of these fans to get therapy as well. So, like, if you need something from Taylor Swift, just put it on Tumblr. She trawls through that thing and just hands out money like it's going out of fashion.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, I like Taylor.
Taylor's good.
She's really got heaps of money and giving it to some people. That's good.
Yeah, it is. Oh, thank you, Jackson. Hey, news time up next for your Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. And don't miss our big announcement after 8 o'clock, our next big promotion. You're going to love
it. This is so good.
All right. It's all coming up at New FM 6:56.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, I'm actually really impressed with Germany this morning. So
Germany?
Yeah.
What have they done?
Well, they're doing this. They're actually wanting people to start taking their dog for walks twice a day for at least an hour in total. So they're actually thinking of bringing this in as a set law. So there could also be a ban on keeping dogs chained up for long periods of time. But this is all to stop puppy farming and, you know, people who are just, you know, breeding to make money out of these poor little animals. So they're saying, like, they're going to, like, knock on your door and if, you know,
How are they going to police that?
Well, that's it. They're going to knock on your door and police and say, I don't know. Umbrella.
Would you love that? You have to go out for an hour of walking in the pouring
every
rain.
Day.
Well, you've got you know, doggy coats and umbrellas. You can actually get dog leads with an umbrella.
I'm sure you can get all of the accessories, Jade.
Would
I'm
you do
talking
it,
about your laziness.
Well, one hour up and down the street.
Well, if it's the law, I guess you have to.
She's not enthused
you
by
already
it,
sound pretty sad.
I've got mixings because I try and walk my little pooches as often as I can.
In a pram. Every day?
One of them's 12 years old, okay? She gets tired. But not every day, every second.
Yeah, so you'd have to double the amount of walking.
I know. But I think it's a good idea because then it forces you to get out and exercise.
Well, I guess that's true, but when it's pouring rain, I don't like that sound.
Oh, well, forget the rain.
Why don't you give it a...
You just get a little bit wet. It's like having a shower.
Jade, why don't we, for the show, do this for 1 week? Every single day for an hour a day, you walk the dogs. And just you.
Yeah, oh,
just
to see how you like.
I'm not coming.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can do it as an experiment.
Yeah, see how you like it.
Send the stats to Germany. But I don't know, I think it's a good thing. If it starts helping banning puppy farms, I think it's good. I'd sacrifice an hour of my day for the greater good.
Why don't you send New Italia text? You've got a number in your phone, the Lord Mayor of Newcastle.
Yeah.
And like try and, you know, get behind this cause here in Newcastle then.
Let's start it next week, yeah?
Well, that's a petition I believe in. Oh, screw Tim Bailey. And our petition to save his job. Let's save the puppies.
Thanks, Jade. You can't get over that, can you?
Yeah, but what did you think was a sign, guys? So this lady, she's basically seen the face of Jesus on a piece of bread.
Really?
And her husband was a bit skeptical.
Yeah, that's me too.
And he was like, no, it is definitely the face of Jesus.
What was the vegetable?
I believe it was a piece of bread.
Oh, a bread. Sorry, I thought you said veggie.
No.
Okay. But we thought on 13:10:09, what did you think was a sign? I don't know, like maybe the other day I was driving past the street and I actually saw the street name Lime Burner. And I was like, oh, that's my our old boss's surname. I thought, oh, I need
to... It's quite a common
And I thought, I'll give him a call and just make sure he's all good. I thought it could be a sign that I need to say hello.
And was he all good?
Yeah, he was fine. But like...
And that was a sign. But yeah, and I like how that's an actual street sign as well.
Yeah, I know, I couldn't believe it. So on 13109, what did you think was a sign?
Very good. Sonia Dada, right now, you don't treat me no good at 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:08. Sonia Dada, live across Newcastle on New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:12, Jade.
And guys, Nikki Hawkerson, she was basically unpacking her weekly shop when she says she spotted the face of Jesus on the back of the crust of bread.
Wow.
And she said she ended up eating it because she thought it was going to be a good sign that, you know, good things were going to come.
From eating the bread,
from eating the bread with Jesus' face on it. And she even showed her husband and he wasn't, you know, he was a bit skeptical, but he's like, you know what, it actually does look like the face of Jesus.
So they thought, wow, this must mean something. It must be a sign.
So on 13109, what did you get a sign? Did you, and it was right maybe?
Yeah, I think it happens a lot because people, maybe you don't realise until afterwards that something was a sign, you know?
Yeah, see, I do, I'm in kind of, I've got a foot in both camps here because I do believe like when you see, like you said before, like a street name or something that sparks a memory for you or like a reaction, I do think you should pay attention to those things.
Act on your instinct.
Like, I don't know if I'm turning Christian because I saw like a face of Jesus in my cob loaf, you know, it's a bit much.
But street signs are a definite thing. Sometimes, I don't know, I sort of look at... And it just it gives you a trigger. I don't know, I just think maybe it's the world working in a mysterious way.
Like if I see Leader Street or something, I should give you a call.
Yeah.
Check in on you.
Just like, make sure Jade's okay.
Yeah.
So, guys, funny theory. I was listening to this, like, paranormal podcast about this exact thing. So, like, street names and number plates in particular... Apparently, that's like spirits in the afterworld communicating with you, like triggering a memory. So, like, if you see a number plate of, like, you know, that says Jane or something, and you know, you knew a Jane that's passed away in your life, apparently that's them saying, hey, like, I'm still here.
Man, there you go. You live and learn. Interesting, we're talking about signs, and I was chatting, like, because we're fixing up the house at the moment, going, is this going to be all working out well? And we're talking about all of the tradies we've got on site. They all have biblical names. There's Paul's, there's John's, there's Matthew. See, that must be a sign it's all going to work out well. I reckon.
I like that. Oh, Creepo, the longer you spend time with us, the more you're really finding that inner zen, that belief in the universe. It's great.
I don't know. Maybe I was just trying to connect in with what we're talking about here. I'm not sure if I totally believe it, to be honest.
All right. Coming up next, guys, Crevo, you're going to be very interested in our next guest, Shelley Craft from The Block.
Exactly right.
Your house must look like the set of The Block at the moment.
It definitely does. Yeah. Holes in the floor, holes in the roof.
All right, new season.
Stresses at all levels.
Five houses they're doing this time.
Crazy.
You know what really annoys me about The Block?
What?
I'm sick of them being in Melbourne.
Yeah, me too.
Get out of inner city Melbourne. We get it. You like working in Melbourne. Like, what happened to them coming to Newcastle? Apparently, like, years ago, they purchased a house down near Bar Beach.
Really?
To renovate, but because it was too small or for whatever reason it stopped production.
Yeah.
Channel 9, like, purchased the house and all.
It'd be great filming in Newcastle, but anyway.
Like, what a backdrop.
Oh.
For the TV
show. Unreal.
Mm.
Like, our beautiful beaches.
Coastline.
The coast. So good. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll chat more to her next. Shelley Craft from The Block at 7:16.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
My family always says... Songs and I, Bad Child with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Feel Good Friday here at New FM. Currently 10 degrees in Mayfield, The Block, returning to telly. Shelley Craft is here.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, The Block is returning to television this year. A record amount of applicants have applied for the show. A big part of that show is, of course, not Scotty Cam, it's Shelley Craft. Hello, Shelley, how are you?
You give me far too much credit there, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Yes. How are you? I can't believe it. The Block, obviously running for years now, record amount of applicants this year. What do you think it was about the show this year that attracted so many people?
Oh, look, I don't know, because coming off the back of the Oslo, I didn't think we'd get any applicants for this year. It was so big. It was so hard. Scotty was so grumpy. So I thought we were going to be left in the lurch. But again, you know, there's something about The Block that is obviously a real personal challenge and a life challenge for blockheads. And this season is no different. And of course, you know, with the climate that we're in now, it's a whole different ballgame this time round. But Series 16, definitely worth tuning into.
Well, five destroyed houses, basically. I can't say dilapidated. There we go. Into five luxury homes. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a few people losing their minds along the way. How do they cope?
Just a few. Yeah, it's tough. Look, it's a toughie. But I think it is more in keeping with the great Australian dream, isn't it? To buy a little rundown house somewhere and bring it back to its former glory. Or maybe not. But that is what we are attempting this season. So we're going from 1910 through to 1950.
Wow.
The way it plays out for the contestants and which house they get will happen pretty much in the first step that you'll see on Sunday night. And I guess, you know, what they do on day one could affect them on the final day of the show, come off which house they get and how they go about it.
Now, how you been dealing with ISO and stuff like that? Where are you camping out?
I am safe here in Byron Bay.
Yeah, so the beautiful Byron.
Yeah, and we haven't had lockdown. We did go into lockdown, obviously, for that first wave.
Yeah, of course.
And my homeschooling skills leave a lot to be desired.
How'd you go with that, with the kids?
Oh, look, did not bake one loaf of banana bread, did not master any new recipes, didn't read a book. We did get onto the old Google Classroom for a couple of hours a day, but, you know, surfed up. What are you
going to
do?
Yeah, exactly.
Straight down to the beach, kids. Shelley, we're doing sport again.
One of my girlfriends. One of my girlfriends, believe it or not, she loved having the kids at home. She's actually now full time homeschooling the kids.
What?
Yeah, she pulled them out of school and she's like, no, I'm going to take on being their teacher full time at home.
Well, she is my new hero. What a woman. I found those boundaries between parents and teacher really tricky, you know. I was never the best student myself. And so to sit there with my kids and force them to do things that I didn't even know the answers to. Can I tell you, year four maths timetable has still got me stumped.
Oh, yeah.
Me,
screwed
me
up.
Me too.
So sad. Hey, Shelley.
I'm not getting any better.
Nah, wrapping us up. Hey, just quickly, I know the show has been based in Victoria for a very long time, and it really annoys me. When are you guys coming back to New South Wales / Newcastle?
You show me five houses in a row that need a little bit of love, and we will be there.
Challenge accepted. If you're around Newey, I reckon you could definitely do up.
The Block returning to Channel 9. Shelley Craft, thank you, Dave.
What a legend.
Anytime, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Shelley. Bye.
The Novos. Now. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, I just want to take a second to chat about something. It's been a really sad day yesterday for the radio industry, and I know COVID times are hard. A lot of people have lost their jobs.
Absolutely.
But yesterday, 19 regional radio breakfast teams lost their jobs. You know, our colleagues at the other network, and it's just really sad. I think everyone that works in radio knows someone that lost their job yesterday.
Yeah, because it's such a small industry, everyone, even if you don't know them directly, like, oh, it's your best mate's mate or whatever, it's just terrible.
It's really sad. I mean, you know, I know people that have worked years and years at their career, and, you know, their last show is today. They found out yesterday. So, you know, you get so caught up in, like, your network affiliations and whatnot. You know, they're our competition. But at the end of the day, everyone works really hard to bring a show to the table. And I think it's so important to really get behind your local radio stations, even if you, you know, flick through them, you know, call them up, engage with them. It's so important to keep local content, you know, in these towns, and it's just so sad. So I'm really feeling for everyone that has lost their jobs and are doing their last show today. So please support your local radio stations. It's so important.
Absolutely. Hey, next guy, switching gears a little bit. You'd be well aware of in Aldi, you see products and you think, that looks a lot like another brand. I mean, I'm not saying yes. by any means that copying is going on.
Yeah.
But things look mighty similar. One brand, however, is hitting back by copying Aldi.
Really?
Like copying them
like
back.
Like a mainstream brand.
Yeah, look, I'm going to get into the details next. It's basically they're using Aldi's technique back on them.
I love that. A copy of the copy. Doing it after this Pink Trouble at 105.3 New FM. It's 7.36. Good morning. Fridays feel good here at 105.3 New FM. Feel good Fridays all day at work, kicking off after 9 o'clock with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, you guys would be aware that Aldi often make very similar products without really being exactly the same.
I love Tam Tims. They're so good.
Yeah, I always get the rip-off mint slice.
Yeah, right.
It's only like $1.80.
What's
something.
It called?
Sliced mint?
I can't remember. It might be sliced mint.
So I've got some examples. Just, you know, for example, Sultana brand, we'd all be aware of the Kellogg's thing. They have Bran and Sultanas in a very similar looking box. Twisties, a much beloved snack for many people.
Yes.
They have Cheesy Twists, also in like the retro writing as well. Instead of like Head and Shoulders, they've got Headstrong in a very similar bottle. Incredibly similar, right? We laugh along with these. We know they're different, but we also know how similar they are in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
They did this with a beer company. I don't know if you guys have heard of a company called BrewDog. They do like your craft type beers. They're pretty famous. They're doing quite well, and they made a very similar one of theirs called Establishment. They had Anti-Establishment, right? So it's very, very similar, right? BrewDog have come back at Aldi by creating a line of beer they're calling Yaldi, and they're using an extremely similar logo to Aldi.
Oh, wow.
In fact, it really just looks like they took Aldi and put a Y in front of it. Now, they're reaching out to Aldi and saying, maybe you could even sell this in your stores.
That's what a great marketing play for them.
Hey, it's got us talking about it.
You know what,
though?
It's
a UK company.
So Aldi need to take this on board and be good sports about this and put them in the stores.
Well, they should, because, you know, Aldi does love a cheeky ad. You know, they always have these really bizarre left of field ads on TV. So if they got behind this company and, like you said, got on board, I reckon people would be into it.
I've got to say, though, the knockoff brands aren't too bad.
Oh, they're great.
Overall, yeah.
I mean, I love James Bogue's premium beer.
What do they have? James Bragg's, isn't it? Yeah. I think it is.
Well, funny.
And they have the same, like, waterfall picture and
exactly
stuff.
The same design bottle. And it tastes very, very similar.
Well, to the point where it's almost just as good as the real thing or even better, because when we were at your place for a cheese and cracker afternoon,
yeah,
Revo, you walked out of the room and Maddie was like, I love coming here. He goes, he's like, it's good at Crevo's because, you know, you're eating primo quality. And then when you came back in later, we were quizzing. You're like, oh, this dip's amazing. We're obsessing.
No, it was the blue cheese.
Was it the blue cheese?
And I was like.
And yeah, and turns out.
That was an Aldi one.
It was an Aldi brand.
See, you can't even tell.
See, your presentation when, like, you do a cheese board and the like is very good, so it looks premium.
So hey, that's you're what it's all about.
Wow. Jade, coming up next, we know you love a note, and there's another development with your neighbour who was parking in your spot, right?
Yeah, well, not my neighbour. My neighbour's very lovely. I get along with both my neighbours. They're the best. I've been blessed.
Your neighbour doesn't even listen to this show.
No.
They must really love you.
But there's this person who was parking in my spot all the time.
Yeah, when you say that, it's like, On the street in front of your house.
Yeah, exactly.
On the public street.
Yeah, yeah, public street, but, you know, it's my spot. So I had to keep putting notes on saying, hey, can you please park further down the road? Much appreciated. And I'm just going to give you a little update on what's happened.
What's transpired. I can't wait.
Hamish is shaking his head in there. And Hamish, I tend to agree with you here.
You can't do that, Jade.
You're
come
obviously
on.
A new homeowner, Hamish. Mm. You can't do that to your neighbours or the people on your street, can you?
It's a public car spot. Yeah, yeah.
No, and neighbours and I, we have a great understanding. We're all very, good with the parking situation.
Join us.
But it's
Join
others. Us. It's others. But I'm ringing them in my cult.
All right, 7:44. We're doing it next. A new FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Currently sitting on 11 degrees in Belmont. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. And we're meeting Newcastle's very own Karen yet again.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Sorry, Jade.
So, living in a busy area can be a little bit hard because we've got on-street parking. And our, neighbourhood, we're all very good with parking in our own sort of spots. And we rarely park in each other's unless, someone else has got our park and we all do the shuffle. Mm. So there's this one terror who was getting around our neighbourhood just taking parks willy-nilly.
You mean parking legally on the street?
Yes, but, you get protective of your spot. So I had to start putting friendly notes. I'm not an evil person. I don't, have passive-aggressive notes, but I just be like, hey, can you please just mind parking a little bit further down the road, blah, blah, blah. There's houses here, there's businesses down there.
Not in my backyard.
Stick to the business
I love that
area.
Line, Jade. I swear I'm not evil and write passive-aggressive notes.
Just can you please park down there?
So anyway, I had to put a note two or three times on, but then I tailed her the other day, right? So by accident, turns out
You're following her.
No. It was by accident. Oh. So she was at the lights, and I memorized a number plate. I know it off by heart now. And so I was like, oh my God, it's her. And she was going towards, was following her to my home. And I was thinking, oh, this will be a test.
Would you confront her face to face?
Face to face. Well, I might have had to on this day. But she didn't park in my spot. She's been parking further down the road. I thought, that's really, really nice of her. I thought, I need to give her a thank you note.
Oh.
No, well, I thought, I really appreciate it. It's not coming from it's a genuine thank you. Very kind that you're not parking because she hasn't been doing it for a while. I thought, that's really cool. Nice.
All right.
Have you written a thank you note?
Yeah, and, it's hard to write it because I didn't want to come across the wrong way or anything
like that. As a Karen.
Well, exactly. So I just thought
that's too late.
I'd read this out and you can give me some advice. Tell me what I should or not
okay,
do.
Okay, ready to go.
Right, I say, hello, I just wanted to say thank you. Every time I walk past your silver car, which is now parked down the road and not in front of my house, it makes me so happy. I can now come home and park in my spot.
That's it.
That's it.
I feel like that sounds passive-aggressive as well.
It does. That's the problem.
It's hard to write a genuine, a thank you. It's very difficult.
You see, you sound you're sucking up her backside.
So
now.
What do I say? Just
passive-aggressive. I reckon say, good job. Stay there. Stay parked there. Good job. Congratulate. Don't say, hello, you make me so happy. who cares?
Or put your money where your mouth is. $20 gift card for something.
Do you reckon?
That 100%. That shows that could not be misconstrued as passive aggressive.
Give her a $20 fuel card.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't think of that, but that's...
Or something like that.
Something like leave something.
You put a bottle of wine under the windscreen wiper.
Do you write something, though, to say, hey, thanks for parking down the road?
Really? You could, yeah. Then if you put the gift card in, then it makes it 100% couldn't be passive-aggressive because you're showing you genuinely really are thankful.
Yeah, okay, so you're good. I'm glad I brought this to the table. I was stuck. I was sitting there trying to write things and it just kept coming out wrong.
If I received that note, I would be so
inflamed. You're treating her like a dog, going, hey, good job, stay there.
Sit, stay.
Stay.
Here's a liver treat.
I'm surprised you didn't go to that option, seeing that you have three dogs.
Sit, stay.
Okay, well, I might go with that option then. That's good. Thanks, Crevo.
You're very welcome.
I don't think she'll go and buy a $20 card. I think it'll be a $10.
I might give her a sort of scratchy.
No, do not give a scratchy.
Why
not? What if she wins
$10,000?
What if
she won $1 million?
Jade has said in the past that anyone that she buys a scratchy for, and if they win big money, she expects like half of it back. So what are you going to? Are you going to write a note and check if she won on the scratchy?
You keep the little registration number.
I'll notice if there's a Porsche that starts parking.
That's weird. The same number plate.
She won.
News time with Hamish up next here at Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel good Friday.
Do you know what made me just feel really good for this Feel Good Friday? Hearing Hamish say Arctic Blob in the news.
Yes. The best, isn't it? Antarctic Blob.
Can you tell us what that is?
Basically, it's a weather system that's going to bring... It's not actually a good thing. It's a lot of wind, and the wind chill is going to be pretty extraordinary across much of southeast Australia. Basically, it's a little piece of Antarctic weather that's sort of floating up towards Australia.
It's not a pun, but that's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
The term Arctic Blob, Antarctic Blob.
Yep.
I mean, why are we fat-shaming the weather now?
Seems to be. Well, they don't. It doesn't fight back, does it?
No.
Well, it does.
Call it what you want. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, coming up after this on 13:10:09, we have a question for you. Do you have or have you had or know someone that's had a one in a million illness? Now, you used to work with a guy, Jade. His name is Max, and he had a one in a million flesh-eating disease.
Yeah, it's honestly so crazy, and it'll sort of freak you out because we actually have good and bad bacteria on us. And I didn't realize this until he told me that it's basically this bad bacteria that gets into your flesh.
This is crazy.
And it almost killed him. It was a one in a million illness, but he's going to come and talk to us about it because it'll blow your mind.
So were you working with him when he had this, or was it like
just
years
after
before?
No. So he'd gotten the illness. He was in hospital. If he didn't go to the doctor, he would have died. Like, the flesh eating bacteria, it can kill you like within 24 hours. Like, it's full on. And they were going to have to amputate like his limbs and all this sort of stuff.
So does he still have his arms and legs?
He does. He was luckily he managed to get saved, but the scars and whatnot. And he's got some pretty gruesome photos that I saw. He used to show me.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, it was fascinating, scary, but good to know.
Feel Good Fridays right here at New FM all day. Here's another one, Kelly Rowland. Work at New FM. Good morning. It's your Feel Good Friday station. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, do you have or know someone that's had a one in a million illness, Jade?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, because I used to work with this great man, Max, at my last radio station in Nowra, and he got this flesh-eating bacteria disease, I guess. I can't remember a whole lot about it, but he joins us now to tell us all about it. Good morning, Max.
G'day. How you going?
Good. Hello. It's so good to hear your voice again.
I've got a voice for radio and a face for radio as well, like you.
cheeky.
You haven't changed.
Now, Max, we're talking these one in a million illnesses today. Can you tell us what condition you had?
Well, I had necrotizing fasciitis, which is the official name for flesh-eating disease.
Like zombie stuff.
Sounds really horrifying.
So, what happened, Max? Because you felt ill, and I remember you telling me, like, it was lucky that you went to the doctor, because you could have died.
Well, I was sick for about 3 or 4 days. I had a fever. I actually thought that I'd been bitten by a tick, because I'd been doing some gardening.
Ah.
Ended up going to the doctor. They gave me antibiotics. Came back the next day, they said, these aren't working, you need to go to hospital.
Jeez, that's always a frightening thing to hear from your doctor.
Absolutely, I had an infection around the back of my buttocks, it was. So anyway, I go to hospital, and about after about 30 or 40 people had a look at my buttocks and groin, I was rushed into surgery.
30 or 40 people, so one doctor came out, he'd had a look at it, go, oh, I'm not really sure, I better get the next guy up the chain. By the time you've seen 30 or 40 people, they're not just coming around for a look, they're all trying to work it out, yeah?
Well, yeah, and it's also a teaching hospital, the hospital I went to, so the nurses and everything were there. We're like, we've never seen it before. As you said, it's a very rare disease. I think it's like something like 4 in a million or something like that.
Wow.
Mm.
So anyway, they hacked out the infection about 6 hours after I'd been into hospital, and I woke up after the anaesthetic and felt like $1 million. And it was then that they told me that a quarter of the patients who contract this disease actually die.
Wow. So
25% fatality rate.
Oh, my God. You really were close to death with that.
I was, but I actually didn't know it at the time. So that was a kind of a bit of a blessing, I imagine. But having then spent a week in hospital, of course, reading all about it online and finding out how lucky I'd been.
Yeah, so when you say they obviously removed the infection, how long was the recovery? Because I imagine they would have taken quite a bit of flesh.
They took a chunk out about the size of a big apple.
Right.
Yeah.
I stayed in intensive care for 4 days, stayed in hospital for a week, and I had a bandage and a wound dressing on for about 2 months.
Because I remember seeing the pictures, and it was quite confronting. Like when you hear the size of an apple, it's actually... That's a lot of flesh that they're taking out.
And every time I showed people the photos beforehand, I had to give them a warning. I said, you don't really want to see this. And they'd be like, yeah, we do. And then you'd show it to them, they'd be like, why did you show me those pictures?
Oh, Max, were you that guy in the office that was just going around with your iPhone flipping into everyone?
Well, no, people were coming in. And that's like when I was in hospital as well, because different student nurses and doctors would be coming in every day. And because it's so rare, they'd all want to see it. So I'd be lying on my back with my legs in the air and putting on a show for all the medical experts.
Max, because I remember you had to lift up the spuds as well, because it was in quite that lower region.
Did you see it up close,
Jane? I was like
the
gooch.
Yeah.
Well, when I had my wound dressing changes, they had the doctor in there. I think it was the intern. He was the lowest ranked doctor, and yes, his job was to keep the junk out of the way.
Yeah.
Hold these while we do strap this up.
Hey, Max, just a quick question, because a lot of people are probably thinking this. How did you actually get the disease?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, it was a factor of undiagnosed diabetes. And what happens is when you have diabetes, your immune system is down, and you get an infection, which you can get from anything. You can prick your finger, you can get a paper cut, ingrown hair, anything like that, and there's not enough good guys in your body to fight the bad guys.
Wow.
So you then get this infection, and there's nothing to stop it, because there's no cure for this other than actually cutting it out. So it's a side effect of having diabetes. Since then, I've changed my lifestyle, lost 40 kilos, and
good job,
awesome.
And I mean, most people wouldn't make the connection between diabetes and a flesh-eating disease. So
that
it just goes
thing.
To show. Hey, Max, thanks for sharing your story, mate. Thank you so much for that.
Wow.
What a recovery process, though.
Yeah.
Months and months.
2 months sticking a little bandage on there.
Now, we have a big announcement up next. Krivo, tell us more.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little teaser. We're going to be helping people get married here in the region, in Newcastle, at their house.
We love weddings.
Yay,
on this show, don't we?
We are. We're the show that loves weddings. We're
wedding
just going to own it.
Yeah. This is unreal. This has never been done ever before. Unbelievable opportunity. You want to be listening for the next few minutes.
Okay, it's coming up after this. 17 past 8. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo. The Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo. The Novos.
Fridays are where it's at here in UFM. Feel Good Friday tracks all day whilst you work. Jackson, what have we got coming up?
This one for you, Feel Good Friday. Kill you
makes you strong. Oh,
Matthew, yeah. Kelly
Love
Clarkson,
it.
One of
Kelly.
Our favourites, right? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Staying Alive.
There's I love
well.
The Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Trust you to love them, Jade.
I do. They're great.
One Direction as well.
Old school as well.
Love these guys.
Friday sounding good.
They really are. Kicking off at 9 o'clock after us, Jade. Coming up next, though, we're talking pet Tinder profiles.
Yeah, this is because basically there was a very sad little tortoise, and its owner put up an ad looking for another female tortoise to be friends with.
Oh, that's nice.
Because basically her tortoise was going around sort of to shell objects in its enclosure and in the backyard when she'd let it out.
Or something.
Yeah, trying to be friends with with objects that looked like another tortoise. It's very sad. So she did up this really cute little profile for the tortoise, and we thought, you know what? Wonder what our pet Tinder profiles would say. So we're going to delve into that.
Can I just say, Jade, you make it sound so cute that, oh, they wanted to find a girlfriend. It just wanted to mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, this little turtle's trying to bang a rock.
Like, poor little thing.
Brian Adams, right now, the only thing that looks good on me is you. This one's for that turtle, the tortoise, sorry. It's 8:38, good morning. Halsey, Marshmallow, live across Newcastle. Beautiful morning across our city today. Tops of 19 degrees on the coast, currently 13 degrees in Wickham, Jade.
And there's this sad little tortoise who basically needs a mate because its owner noticed that he was trying to be friends with objects that looked like another tortoise.
Mm.
And it was very sad. So she actually put this ad out for female tortoise, a hardy female who loves the great outdoors and is used to living in a garden.
I like
that was
this.
one of the requirements, and so we thought to ourselves, I wonder what our pet Tinder profiles would be.
I love that it's gone here. Let's be honest, that's what it's all about, right? This poor tortoise, he just wants to find some loving,
yeah.
Jade. He don't care
companionship.
About...
companionship.
No LTR for him.
How do you know? How could you possibly know that?
Well, you just said it before. He's getting it on with a rock.
Everyone needs a friend.
That's right. Exactly right. Well, who wants to kick it off?
All right. So, I'll kick it off.
You need to pick one dog. Doing Tinder profiles for all three.
So, I have three chihuahuas, but I'm going with one of my chihuahuas, Myrtle, and she's a good profile candidate because she has special needs dog. She has cerebellar hyperplasia. So just put this into perspective.
Hang on, it's wobbly cat syndrome.
It's wobbly cat syndrome. Well, for those who don't know, she walks around like she's drunk. She's very unsteady on her feet and has a little wobble. So this, I thought, would be a good profile for her. Myrtle needs someone who she can lean upon. You must
I love that she's talking about herself in the third person as well.
Yeah. You must be understanding and tolerant of her mood swings, as she does not like sharing the bed and can be cranky when woken up from a nap. She likes to go on short, slow walks and needs someone who can feed her appetite, as she loves her food.
That's nice.
Yeah, cute. I mean, you know...
What?
It sounds pretty boring to me.
What
if,
have
I were,
you got?
If I were a dog, I don't think I'd want to date Myrtle.
Well, no, she's a nice sort of... She's there for the lazy dog. If there's any male lazy companions, that suits her.
See, mine's quite simple. So I have a cat. His name is Chester. And God, he's just very difficult. So my Tinder profile for Chester would say, feed me, play with me, but don't you dare touch me.
That's a bit, that's what you have to do, basically.
Pretty
isn't
much,
it?
Yeah.
All right, I've got for Molly, fun-loving whippet seeks speedy male companion for fast runs along the beach. Slow dogs need not apply. Must be a big tail wagger and really good at burying bones. Hobbies include chewing smelly socks. Brackets, it's a bonus if you've got a big stash of them already. Swipe right to share a chicken neck on a picnic rug at a park sometime.
That's not too bad. There's a lot of requirements.
See, I would worry for you two.
Why?
If you both, you know, suddenly were single and on the market, I don't know how you'd go on a dating site.
Oh, terribly.
Too long-winded.
You.
Like, it's all about, you know, wham, bam, now, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, but that gives the wrong impression, too. It's like, oh, hello, you're only here for a, yeah, like you said, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
You're just there for a fun time, not a long time, eh, Maddie?
Oh, mm-hmm. You got it.
What is it, Disney Plus and Thrust?
Hey, coming up next is Last Calls. Anything you want to talk about, give us a call, 13 10 09. You might have heard something on the show that you want to continue with and share your opinion on. We've also got a big announcement for all you kids in the car at the moment. Mum and Dad, if you're just about to drop the kids off at school,
they're
going to love this next announcement. Doing it after this. 8:48 on 13 10 09. Tops of 17 degrees around the lake today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. We're taking your last calls next at 13 10 09. Anything you want to talk about. But guys, we have an announcement for all of you kiddies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Our brand new segment kicking off next week. It's called the Novos Toy Boss.
Casey's Toys has everything you need to keep the kids entertained. Head to Casey's Toys Maitland or Charlestown for the biggest selection, best advice.
I'm the boss of the world. I know toys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos Toy. Toy. Boss.
Boss. Yeah, that's right. All you little cheeky buggers out there, we need you to come on the radio and do a very special job for us, and that is review the latest toys.
How good is that? That's like a dream job for a kid.
100%, yeah.
So, you know, we have the Weather Whiz Kid, so you can come on and read the weather, but this is just as cool. You get a toy every week. We're going to do this. You get to take it home, play with it for an entire week. You get to keep the toy, but then you need to come on the radio and tell us how good or bad the toy was.
Yeah, an honest review.
That's what we're after.
Exactly right. Now, not only do you get to keep the toy, but you get a $50 voucher for Casey's Toy to buy another toy.
It's really the dream job for a kid. If I was a kid and told I could be a toy reviewer... Are you
kidding? Me
up. What an amazing gig.
Newfm.com.au to enter your child. If you think they're a good speaker and they can, you know, really be honest with their opinions on the toys, get involved. Now, I've got the first toy here in my hand.
It is so cool.
Now, if you want to review this toy, I'm going to pull the little drawstring. Enter.
It's you. You're here.
It's Jessie, the yodeling cowgirl from Toy Story.
Yep, so it's a full-size scaled Jessie doll.
Yeah, from
this
Woody's Roundup.
Is worth about $90.
Jeez.
Disney merch is expensive.
And it looks like that's a quality toy. You can just see the box is beautiful. And, of course, it's got that all-important drawstring.
It's the Toy Story Signature Collection, which includes a certificate of authenticity as well. So this thing is rare.
That's amazing.
That's right, the real deal.
If you want to own this Jessie doll, review it on the radio, newfm.com.au. We're going to kick that off next week, guys. Right now, though, it is time for Last Calls.
Hello.
Last Calls. Yeah, this is where you can call up the radio and talk about anything you want. And I believe we have Tiff on the phone. Happy Friday, Tiff.
Hey, Tiff.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. So what's happening? What would you like to chat about?
I was just driving to work, and it just annoys me that people are not very courteous, you know? Like, people will randomly let you in, or you'll let someone in, and then you drive along, and there's more people that you need to let in, and the people you've let in don't let people in.
Yeah, that's rude.
Mm.
And you don't get the courtesy wave. Like...
No, I'm with you. I'm huge on the courtesy wave. That's one thing that gives me the S-H-I-T-S.
It really does. It's hard to wait for someone and then they drive past other people and don't let them in. They're just rude.
Do you know what, Tiff? I think we're going to change this segment into let's complain about our mornings on the roads today. Now, so do you practice, I guess, being a good citizen when you're on the roads? Do you always give the wave and make sure people
road
know?
Karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I always really like to give a courtesy wave if someone lets me in, and I always like to let people in. I actually get people honk at me because I'm not moving and I'm letting people in.
Yeah. Like maybe you're getting too nice on the roads. Maybe you need to become a little bit more cutthroat. But I don't understand why people find it so hard to understand. It's one for one. You let one in, The car behind you lets one in. It's a, it, exactly. It all moves.
Like
I don't
a
know.
Zipper.
Yeah.
You've got to have a flow of traffic. But if there's a red light ahead and I'm letting people in, I'm not going to get anywhere anyway because it's a red light.
Hey, yeah, Tiff, cool. Tell us about your daily commute. Like, where are you driving to and from?
I come from Fletcher, so there's only really one road in and out, and there's that many little streets that you pass, and the traffic trying to get out is crazy.
It just gets really hectic.
To Shortland for school, so we leave our place about 8:20 for her to get there at 8:55.
Oh, well, that's
how bad the traffic is. To
get out. That's shocking.
Stressful enough in the morning when you've been up cutting lunches, piling the kids into the car. You can at least expect, or you should at least expect
wave.
A courtesy wave. Hey, we're going to hook you up, Tiff, with some wine and Tim Tams for your Feel Good Friday.
And thanks for listening to us on your way to school with the kids.
Hey, long commute. Long commute time's good for us.
You know what, as well? Because we've got them left over. Also, every Friday, we have Feel Good Friday packs, which you will receive as well, Tiff. Enjoy your weekend. Oh, guys, first week back.
Yeah, I know. Done and dusted.
All over Red Rover.
I had fun.
What are we doing on the weekend?
I'm working tomorrow. I'm straight back into it.
What about you, Maddie? What are you up to?
I don't know. I have 2 days off, so I think I'm just going to maybe cook a barbecue tonight. And
Lord of Leisure.
Have a couple of beers.
Is your stovetop still not working at
No,
home?
They fixed it.
Oh, good.
You know what, though? It's been beeping. So we have an induction cooktop, and it's like a replacement one, but it's a little bit cheaper than the last one that was there.
Yeah.
And it just randomly starts beeping, and then that's you have to strange. Turn off the mains for it to shut up.
Oh, that's quite annoying.
Move. That'll solve that.
Hey, Jackson, 105 kicking off next for your Feel Good Friday. Yo. What's on the way?
I got a bit of Matchbox 20 in there.
Very nice.
You have the hots for the guy from Matchbox 20, don't you?
Rob Thomas. Really?
What's it?
No. I love Matchbox 20, but I don't think he's a looker.
Where did you pull that
Maybe
from?
It was a guy from Iris, a Goo Goo Dolls is one you like.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Bit old.
Got I'm glad we up. Solved that problem.
Bit old.
Do you know what, Jad? I'm so glad that you're not like a love doctor on math. Aussie's very own Shepherd.
Yay.
And Feel Good Friday sound like this.
Oh,
great song.
David Guetta.
Love that.
All day whilst you work at New FM. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget to enter for the wedding at your door. Live now at newfm.com.au.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.